Good morning. It's Monday, the 25th of July, 2022, and I'm Rashan Gidwani. This is Singapore's premier financial news, the Daily Morning Note, and we're live weekdays on Phillip Capital's YouTube, Facebook, and Telegram at 8:30 a.m. Here's a quick blockchain roundup before we begin. Crypto investors remain cautious, unwilling to provide an all-clear sign given the mercurial nature of digital tokens. That is because it has happened plenty of times before. The coin posts a monster surge that in hindsight turns out to have been nothing but a bear market bounce. Making such a call might be even more arduous right now, considering that digital assets have all year traded in tandem with US stocks. Next up, the UK-based bank is among a crop of new investors joining a funding round for Copper. The company provides custody, prime broking, and settlement services to institutional investors. It counts former Chancellor Lord Hammond among its advisors. Citi sources said Barclays was expected to invest a modest sum in the millions of dollars. Also, American Express's quarterly card spending has soared to a record. Does this signify resilience in consumer spending? More on this in just a little bit. Stay tuned. Now, for today's top stories. Stocks look set to be tested Monday by concerns about a global slowdown as cooling expectations for peak interest rates bolster bonds. Futures were lower for Japan, Australia, and Hong Kong, while U.S. contracts fluctuated in early Asian trading after mixed earnings and retreating gauges of business activity left U.S. shares in the red on Friday. Oil, meanwhile, hovered around $95 a barrel, and Bitcoin held a little below $23,000. In Singapore, the stock to watch is Singapore Airlines. Singapore Airlines has kicked off its financial year to March 2023 on a strong note, according to the group's responses to questions from its shareholders ahead of its annual general meeting scheduled for Tuesday. The airline group said it carried 5.1 million passengers during quarter one of financial year 2023, up 158.3% quarter on quarter and more than 14 times as high as the same period of the prior year. Next up, fintech platform iFastCorp on Saturday reported a net loss of 2.69 million Singapore dollars for quarter two 2022, reversing from a net profit of 7.02 million Singapore dollars a year ago. It was weighed down by a one-time impairment allowance following the restructuring of its India business. Next up, the fast-paced sales at AMO Residence wrapped up the evening of July 23rd with 98.1% of the 372 units in the project taken up. The average price of units sold is said to be about 2,100 Singapore dollars per square foot, according to sources, which means AMO Residence has set a new benchmark for prices of projects in the outside central region. Next up, since its secondary Singapore listing on May 20th, NIO has risen from $16.90 to $19.88 on July 21st, generating an 18% return while ranking among Singapore's 50 most traded stocks. Inside the 40-plus percentage swings the stock has seen in the space of just 2 months, there have been multiple technology, consumer, environmental, not to mention broader China growth factors at play. Next up, no charges have been brought against any of Sinjiao Land's board members and employees so far, including Group Chief Executive Officer Cheong Wei-Xiong, the Catalyst-listed company said in a statement on Friday. This comes after the backpacker hostel operator announced earlier this week that Cheong, who is also the company's executive director, was interviewed by the Commercial Affairs Department in connection to an offense under the Securities and Futures Act. In U.S. business news, gasoline prices may be easing, but they're not falling fast enough for President Joe Biden. It's happening, but it's not happening fast enough, the president said Friday during a virtual meeting with his economic team. We've made progress, but prices are still too high. U.S. average gasoline prices have declined for 38 days in a row this summer amid weaker demand during a summertime slowdown. A gallon of regular gasoline averaged $4.41 as of Thursday, according to Auto Club AAA. That's a far cry from prices that topped $5 earlier this summer. Next up, Infosys raised its annual sales forecast on upbeat demand for its digital services, alleviating concerns that a slowing global economy will stifle technology spending. Revenue will grow 14 to 16% in the fiscal year till March 2023, India's number two software services exporter said in a statement on Sunday. That compares with 13 to 15% it projected in April. Next up, the US dollar shrugged off early weakness to edge higher against a basket of currencies on Friday, after data showed US business activity shrank for the first time in nearly 2 years in July as a services slowdown outweighed manufacturing growth. S&P Global on Friday said its preliminary or flash US composite PMI output index had tumbled far more than expected to 47.5 this month from a final reading of 52.3 in June. Next up, Verizon Communications shares plunged to their biggest drop in 14 years after the mobile phone company cut its forecast for the second straight quarter, adding to concerns that consumers are pulling back on spending. Verizon said Friday that it added only 12,000 monthly wireless phone subscribers in the second quarter, well below analyst predictions for 167,200 new phone customers. The share has fell 6.7% in New York, their biggest one-day drop since 2008. The stock has fallen 14% this year. Next up, American Express's quarterly card spending soared to a record as pandemic-wary travelers shrugged off rising airfare to throng airports, helping the company raise its annual revenue forecast and sending its shares 5% higher. The credit card giant also trounced estimates for April to June profit and joined major U.S. banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, in highlighting the resilience of consumer spending in the face of an uncertain economic outlook. In our recommendation section, we downgrade our recommendation for Semcor Industries to neutral with a target price of 2.96 Singapore dollars. For Netflix, we maintain a buy recommendation with a lower DCF target price of 399.00 U.S. dollars. That's all for today. In the description box, please also find a link to a survey we've created so we know how to improve the show. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. See you again.